Great. Our next case is LU13-192030, DZM, the Burnside Bridgehead Block 67. The applicant is Susan Barnes of Skylab Architects. Address is Block 67 between Northeast 3rd, Northeast 2nd, Northeast Cooch, and North Burnside, and the vacated portion of Northeast Cooch Street between Northeast 2nd and Northeast 3rd. Stacy Monroe is our planner. Hello, Stacy.
Hello. Good afternoon. So I'm here to present the revisions made to the project that came before you, the Burnside Bridgehead project that came before you on November 21st. The commission made several suggestions and comments, and the applicants provided responses. I've summarized their responses in your memo that came with your packets, and staff has concluded there's 5 issues we would like additional feedback from the commission on. And I provided those on a little sheet that I just handed out just to focus the comments. And I'm just going to briefly go through and just show how the applicants responded. And I'm going to leave it up to them to kind of give you a little bit more explanation. So you're all familiar with the proposal. Two options of mixed-use residential building with office and commercial. Familiar with the site, north side of the Burnside Bridgehead, bound between 2nd and 3rd and the Coot Street Pedestrian Plaza. The project includes the redesign of the western portion of that plaza. So I'm just going to hit the revisions really quick. The commission expressed concerns. There were two proposals in the original design for the western side of Coot Street Plaza. One of them had the driveway remaining to the northern parking lot, and one of them did not. The commission expressed a preference to remove the driveway. And in response, the applicant has provided a revision. It's the bottom, the bottom is the new design. The design incorporates, improves the circulation and provides a more welcoming entry, which were additional comments received from the commission. Again, the driveway was relocated, and it's going to be pulled off of Northeast 2nd, and this portion infilled with additional landscaping and walkway. The stair to the upper walkways of the Coot Street Pedestrian Plaza have been widened, as you can see, and angled here. More breathing room has been provided here to increase circulation in response to comments that was kind of a pinch point in there. Additional seating opportunities have been provided here and here and here. And there was comments received that this planter was a bit pointed and a bit kind of severe as a welcoming feature. So that's kind of been slightly modified. And staff feels that even though it's still pointed, it complements the shape of the building and the design. So we're in support of that redesign and feel the commission's comments have been addressed. There were comments received about the podium trees. There were 3 in the original proposal here. They were noted to be kind of an anomaly and not really integrated. Suggestions were to remove them, better integrate them, or possibly replace them with art. Additional trees, 2 more have been provided that now span the entire length of the amphitheater seating steps. This approach is more integrated and is functional, as it provides shading and for the seating opportunities on the steps. And it still provides clear and unobstructed views of the river, as you can see in this cross-section the applicant has provided there. The vault is still proposed in the right-of-way. The lid issue is still up for discussion. They will be determined at the time of building permit, and the applicant will submit a design exception and work with PBOT on that. It's possible until the lid controversy is resolved that a metal lid will be approvable, given this kind of more industrial surrounding area. But the location is still underground in the right-of-way as preferred by the commission. Additional details on the metal panel was requested by staff, and the applicant has provided that. The tower panels will be 12 to 14 gauge. The metal walls and the soffit panels will be a composite sheet metal routed and formed over extruded aluminum mounting frame. And the garage panels, the screening perforated panels, will be 3/16 of an inch thick. Staff feels that this is going to be thick and rigid panels. That's going to result in a quality finish that the commission has encouraged. The podium garage, the commission was supportive of the design of the garage and thought it was interesting enough, and especially given the particular conditions of the site with the bridge, the industrial users, and the elevation changes. Just additional information was requested about the lighting scheme. So the applicants provided a little more details here. On the garage floor plan, I've just kind of highlighted the different zones. There's three different zones. The inner and the outer zone will be purple, a purple gelled lamp. And the outer zone will have reflectors on them, so it doesn't spill out or directly spill out into the or outside the building. The first and second zone will be on sensors, so whenever a car is parked there, I'm assuming they'll turn on, while the inner zone, the three zone, will always remain on for safety and access to the core, elevator, and stairwells. Staff concludes that this additional information presents an interesting and dynamic solution to the exposed garage on the north, west, and the south facades. There was a comment, or several comments, about the podium-covered walkway. And it was a bit of a foreign design. The prior design was a cable column structure with a glass canopy. The structure has been modified to incorporate materials on the podium, board-formed concrete wall, and a blackened stainless steel cable net guardrail, which is used throughout the project. The shape responds better to the geometry of the podium roof topography, and it provides a little bit more of an integrated structure. And these are some images the applicant has provided. Again, up here, this is the location of it on the top of the podium garage roof. There were some concerns about the balcony planters, so they've been removed from the project. From the exterior, the building's going to remain the same. It's still going to be a metal panel. Just the planter behind it has been removed, so there'll be no more green elements on the tower itself. So these are I'm going to quickly go over the five items that staff is looking for feedback on based on Commission's prior comments on November 21st. The first one is the post-tension design. Again, there are two options proposed, one for a 21-story and one for an 18-story. The different construction types of those two buildings result in buildings with similar heights but a taller floor level for the 18-story with its steel construction. The applicant's still seeking approval for both of these towers with their different construction types, and staff wants feedback from the commission knowing if they want to limit the approval to just the post-tension 21-story tower or are both approvable. So there was feedback provided by the commission that more detail was needed to better understand all the parts and the pieces of the tower window wall system, and there was concern that it wouldn't portray exactly what the renderings were intending the building to look like. And additional 3D views were requested to show the depth and shadow of how the tower system will actually be expressed, as well as the flushed out custom metal panel here of the vents. So these are in large details. The upper one is the 21-story, and the lower one is the floor level at the 18-story. So the mullion cap details that were provided now appear to be more of a stick-type system. The details of the flushed metal panel here are in line with the mullion, so there is there's fewer parts and pieces in that location because it's a flush system. And staff is seeking feedback from the commission if this aesthetic, this stick system aesthetic, allows the building to achieve the project's intent. The third item is the rooftop. The commission had mentioned they wouldn't be opposed to allowing an increase in the height of the building to screen any potential views of the rooftop. And the applicant has provided numerous modeled rooftop views, which are in your packet. I didn't provide them here, showing that there'd be very minimal sight lines of the rooftop units. Staff is curious if this commission feels that any additional views are necessary, such as from further east, traveling west, or from Waterfront Park across the river. And the last item was regarding the northeast corner of the podium. There was a preference for the wood mullions on the interior of the podium window wall system. The applicant had mentioned that it may change to metal, and in fact, it has changed to metal due to budget concerns. So staff is wondering, do the interior metal mullions combined with the champagne-colored exterior mullions, which you can see in this image here, soften the design enough? And if so, in order to accommodate the potential for wood to be to return to the project in the future, could we do an approval for both, down in here, both wood and metal on the interior of the system? The second concern about the podium design at this corner was that there was a comment that it distracted from the elegance of the tower, and there was an additional comment that perhaps the transparency of this northeast corner wouldn't be realized. The applicant hasn't made any changes to respond to these comments, but they wanted to provide more information about the design goal of this corner. And staff is, after they explain that, staff would like to know if that's enough information for the commission to address their concerns, or if they still have any additional concerns. So just to quickly summarize, we're seeking feedback. We have a staff report recommending approval pending your feedback on these final five items. Is the post-tension design the only approvable option, or are both approvable? Is the stick system of the tower facade meet the project's intent? Is the rooftop mechanical need any additional modeling to show that it won't be visible? The window wall system, interior mullions enough, and could we approve both interior metal and wood? And are any other changes necessary to the east and northeast corner? And that's it.
Other questions of Chris? I'm sorry, Stacy. All right, go ahead.
Sorry, I'm gonna have to play with the resolution for a moment.
I turned it off. So one of the things that is also different here is that we reversed the height of the triangular island so that the tall portion is now facing the unit entry versus facing the street. And so not only did the plan change, but the slope essentially ramps up that feature rather than having that feature jut towards you from the street. And we think that went a long way towards sort of inviting you in, but also one of the things we're excited about is how that then connects with the ramped features beyond. So really thinking about this as a three-dimensional feature rather than a 2D feature. We feel like this puts the bike parking in a really nice visible place and really creates a series of different opportunities for people to use this as street furnishing. Do you want to talk about the planting at all?
No, I don't think so. I think the planting's more or less stayed the same. It's really just the reconfiguration of the closet.
This is a new planting plan showing the reconfigured approach. I think really the thing here is that there's essentially pre-existing stormwater features. We're kind of scribing a line and using that as a way to differentiate between the existing and the proposed landscape types. The podium trees, this is an item that we could probably go many different ways on internally. We felt like sort of formalizing the element, short of being content on a more random approach, this was sort of the right approach to allow these trees to be maintained. I mean, we feel like they're an important feature for the livability of this plaza, particularly in the hot summer months. So kind of formalizing them along that edge felt like the right thing to do. One interesting thought we've had is if we change the size of the planters, for left to right, that essentially that we could actually allow these trees to grow at slightly varying heights and let them kind of slope, which is something that I think as we get into the construction documents we might explore, so that there could be kind of an upward energy with these mimicking the slope of the roof. The podium covered walkway, essentially what we did is we just sort of went down. This is actually probably both a design improvement and also a budget improvement, was to really kind of strip this thing down and use the fewest kind of pieces and the inherent structural system to be expressive. So the idea is that, by casting in concrete, that it's sort of congruous with the planes of the landscape, and by essentially using the same 2D landscape pattern, that from above looking down on it, it'll essentially be camouflaged into the planting area.
Okay. Sorry, guys.
So many different ideas.
Branding.
So much getting so much information right now.
It's all right.
Just go on a moment.
There you go. So I was mentioning that essentially we're kind of camouflaging this feature from above into the planting scheme, which I think is a kind of a neat approach. So for the people in the units on the northeast side looking down, they'll sort of see this piece, and then it'll be much different experientially. The form, on one side, we're likely looking at a tenant that wants more privacy on one side than the other of this feature, so it worked really nicely to sort of screen down one side and reveal kind of the space between the vertical wall and the landscape, kind of like as if you're emerging out of cut in the ground, which is what this is alluding to. And then on the other side, which is the north side, which is the lower drawing, having that be more open, there's an open landscape, and then that'll open up to the view to the north. And here's some views of that feature. The building height, nothing on this has changed from our point of view, other than some additional detail on the storefront. but these are the same visuals as prior. I believe this is transitioning, or this is still the height issue. The next slide is getting into more detail on what we believe to be an Allen window wall system. We've gone in, we remodeled the exterior facade, we redrew the Revit model, did 2D drawings, have tested this now in updated renderings and in two dimensions. We're feeling confident that this is the system that the budget for the project is going to allow us to proceed with. We also feel confident that that this design is a pretty unique use of this window wall system. I think generally when you've seen these window system wall systems, they've been repetitious patterns. And we think the kind of unique gradient aspect of this with the flush metal panel, so that the flat panel is at the same depth as the vertical sticks, that actually, as it transitions down the tower and turns into metal panel, it will really create the reading of a kind of solid mass that then is eroding, and the depth of the glass will create a it's a little bit different than where we started, but we think that it's going to be a unique and compelling aesthetic. One of the main distinguishing features, I guess I would say, from the previous design is probably more apparent in the renderings. And essentially, as you move around the building, when you look at it dead on, it's very hard to discern the difference between a structurally glazed system and this, that you're really getting a lot of reflectivity out of the glazing. I think where it starts to be different is when you get oblique to the building and the depth of the glass recess, the vertical sticks, start to conceal the glass more. And, I think that it'll create, a bit of a moiré effect as you're moving around the building. We removed the planters, but we also changed the finish on the plate. So these are now anodized aluminum railings in the champagne finish. So right now, when we get to a rendering, we'll see this. But the strategy is that the back wall of the mid block railings is anodized in the champagne, and then the railing on the corners is, whereas the railing on the mid-block is the black stainless steel netting. So there's an effort to carry the finish from the base of the tower up into the, from the base of the podium up into the tower and create connectivity there, still creating an accent up the vertical edges of the building, but doing it in a more predictable fashion than the planting. So here's a view where you can see that accent material kind of coming up through the vertical slot and connecting you to the podium. This is a view dead on. Here you can sort of see what I was saying, that as you get flat onto this, it's hard to, the vertical mullions tend to recede into the glazing more, where as you move onto the more oblique views, you start to see them diffusing the reflection. I think we've looked at these before. These are the standard Allen window wall details. More or less, we're using these other than our venting system. This is a detail of the metal panel system. This is slightly different than the rendering that we were looking at a moment ago. The differences are we previously had a signage system that we thought was going to be more of a vertical blade. We've deleted that. I think what we're interested in is for each retail tenant to have a unique retail entry sign that would happen off of the column in each entry. We think that will allow kind of the tenants to come forward a little bit more. We've taken the interior of the recesses and brought some wood siding essentially into those spaces to kind of try to bring some of the warmth that was there with the wood interior mullions previously to the exterior of the building, to these entrances, but do them where it's protected and we can maintain this this finish. So you can see that's coming up all the way into the upper tower. I contend that this is a pretty powerful move, stopping the mullions and going to a structurally glazed window wall system, really bringing attention to this as a feature, drawing that horizontal line there. To me, it really helps define this as a penthouse onto this corner. And I feel like there is enough mass and square footage of this glazing system that having some relief from it is a wise design decision. We would love to continue to pursue the wood interior mullions, and we hope that the budget would allow to do that. The lower storefront, we just included some images of this is a recent project we finished, but it actually has both the similar details to how we're planning on detailing the overhangs on the podium, but also the Arcadia structurally glazed system that we plan on having leading up to the underside of it. We just have included plans for, here we go. So we did some additional modeling on the roof, added the equipment, and then did a series of views around the city. I would say that it's very difficult to make out the rooftop equipment at all on this building, almost regardless of where we took these shots from. The raised corners, I think, do a great job of hiding it, more or less. The elevator tower overrun seems to be the thing that is visible. The lighting we talked about. I don't know if there's questions about that, but I think you did a good job of describing our strategy there. That we brought additional samples of the three perforated material with us. Do you want to grab them? And these are unpainted samples, so they're not, exactly going to convey what's going on, but it should give you a sense of the scale of the perforations and the thickness of the material.
Is it the same as last time? You have something last time?
Somebody did.
I believe that's the end of our presentation. Yes, that's it.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I said that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Awkwardness is mine. So, questions of our team?
We all know how small Portland is, so I've heard on the grapevine. Who's your builder?
We're working with Jay Dunn.
So I've heard the metal is coming in about as expensive as on this project as well as a few others around the town, about as expensive, if not more than it would be. You guys heard that?
Yeah. We have indication that they're at least competitive. If not, that the metal steel frame would be less.
Oh, less?
Yeah.
Is less? Was that
No, our primary path is to complete a post-tension concrete building, but we still have a budget issue that we're resolving on this building, on this project. So, it's a tool that we need in our toolkit. Should we get to a point where we're not able to value engineer the post-tension structure down any further?
What I've heard is I've just been hearing there's a couple of projects that got built in the metal and it ends up being more expensive than the PT. Issues around the metal. People who are framing it, there's less people, less subcontractors are actually capable of doing it in Portland with PT.
Right.
So anyways, it just...
Yeah, it's likely somebody coming from Seattle to do the work, and our development team has been spending a lot of time on it, more so than I would say the architectural team has, and it's something that they feel is a significant opportunity enough that they would like to seek approval for it.
Okay. Thank you.
Other questions?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Can you go over just the lower podium options for the metal mullions? And is the lower storefront the same as the upper storefront? So the part is that the entry and the dock, the raised dock. Are you treating those are those entrances the same as they were before?
Yes.
Okay, so
there are two systems of glazing on the building, the Allen window wall on the tower and the Arcadia curtain wall on the lower podium, and on the this area, the upper podium as well.
Right.
So that level and then everything below is all consistent. What's not consistent is whether or not the exterior mullion caps are being used. So we have mullion caps coming through here, and then they actually diffuse, and it turns into a structurally glazed system on this lower level.
Structurally glazed.
Yeah.
So mullionless.
Yeah, and it felt like that was the mullions, because we're playing with depth on those features. We're not using a standard mullion cap on this project, so it's a 6-inch deep triangular profile.
Right.
And frankly, they became a little bit awkward to bring onto the loading dock, just because of clearance widths and whatnot. And I mean, not only that, but we just felt visually like it was nicer to go this direction, and again, kind of going for that transparency into the interior.
Okay. And so the option is to do. You've got the champagne colored cap with.
On the exterior, regardless.
Regardless,
yeah.
Okay.
The interior.
The interior is wood or metal.
Exactly.
Okay. And is the champagne just as a sparkly contrast to all the dark, or what's?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's warm.
Yeah.
It's less sparkly than I'd say. It's a warm
I can't
finish.
Tell. A little sample.
It's a warmer finish. Rain, I think that there's a lot of painted finish on this building, frankly, with the tower and the garage screen wall, and having a natural anodized finish complement that seems to be the right approach. And given the range of available standard anodized colors, it would really be between a clear finish and a champagne finish. I mean, you could go dark as well, but I think that would be tying it
And you are using the wood on the upper commercial podium. That's the outside wood is staying, right? I mean, it's not.
There's, I think, flat panel of
on the east side.
Aluminum.
The east side outside wood that you're showing in the rendering is what's east optional too, or not?
I think
so on the northeast corner, mm-hmm. you got the wood and the podium goes above it.
And in the lined openings, essentially.
But the outer layer of wood, that screened element is?
Here.
Metal. Oh, that's metal.
This is metal.
That's all metal.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
So really just we took the doors and the entrances essentially inside of that plane and brought the wood out there in order to essentially warm up those retail entrances.
And it's rendered in two colors there, is that?
The mullions are switching directions, so they're reflecting light differently,
all right.
depending on where the sun is.
Okay. So wood, in terms of, that's the only place you're using it, is to kind of emphasize and mark entrances mm-hmm. and vertical breaks in the at where entrances to commercial
right.
spaces.
Exactly.
And currently we have it on the other side of the canopies.
Okay. Oh, right. Sorry.
At the entrance?
Yes.
Yeah.
And
so the lower,
and on the,
this canopy has a wood surface.
Okay. Okay.
A wood soffit?
Yes.
That decking above, right? It's metal up top.
The ceiling above you will be tongue and groove wood siding, essentially.
And then is anyone able to look down the canopy from above and they're seeing?
You will only see metal roofing from above.
And then the other wood element that you're hoping to keep, but it's not guaranteed and we wouldn't have control over that, is the inside you were hoping to have. The wood.
Correct. There are curtain walls that were, sorry, glazing systems that essentially screw onto wood vertical structural members. We think the wood and the warm anodized really help offset the darker painted tone and create that kind of variety and warmth.
Yeah. Okay.
So since we're on this kind of corner, right, in one of your renderings, I guess it's more the nighttime looking down on that that west facade, the parking is, and in each side, the parking's still kind of visible, particularly at the open ones. And I realize you need an open air requirement to kind of not mechanically vent that thing. But the part under the Burnside Bridge, can that be more open to allow for that? And that's what you've done already.
It is more open, yes.
Have you done it to the point where you can't do it anymore, or?
We did it as much as we could do it for value engineering purposes without what we felt like was going too far. That doesn't mean that we couldn't take more paneling off. It doesn't mean, the budget would be better if we were able to remove more of it. But I think we tried to push it as hard as we could without, creating what we felt like might be a problem in this discussion. In terms of having open areas. And
whatnot. Well, I guess what I'm asking is, is it possible to, and everybody have to agree on this, but to have more perf panels here on these two facades and more open on underneath the Burnside Bridge?
Yeah, I mean, there's really not very much open on this side. If we look at the
that's why
elevations,
I'm bringing it up, 'cause to me, it might still be a little.
Right. I think the depth is powerful and probably welcome, from a design point of view, that there's opening here and here. Let's see if I can find the elevation. Oh, back the other way.
Which one?
The west elevation. Okay, not at all in here. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, let's see if I can go back to you.
It's in our bag.
I don't know, maybe much ado about nothing.
I can point to it in the plans if you'd like.
Yeah, can you give us a number?
C14 and
Thanks.
C.
As far as elevations.
Correct, yes.
Yeah, you're, see, 2.8, 2.9, 2.6.
C29 is an enlarged one.
Huh?
C29 is
yeah.
an enlarged one. Okay.
C29 and 28 and 26.
Yeah.
And it doesn't show up as much on here as I think the impression and the rendering you've done. And that it's, so thanks for providing that great rendering. I think it's fairly accurate, you know, in terms of, yeah, right, right. And
so here you can see as it moves onto the west yeah. facade. And essentially what we're doing is tightening the spacing as you get down to this sort of datum of the parking entry. And so really, you know, where there are neighbors to the north, there's very few openings. As you get down to the, you know, closer to the bridge, essentially, it gets a little bit more open. It's a pretty big mass, and it's a 165-foot long wall. You know, and I mean, in my opinion, that these openings do a lot to break it up, provide depth. You know, honestly, I think even having some views into the ceiling of the parking garage with the colored lighting isn't going to be a bad thing. I think it's going to help make that connection. I think that there's going to be a vibrant interaction, particularly at night, with cars and lights on the interior and the exterior. I think this is essentially the canvas that it's painting it.
And do the light, that zone two is the drive lane, do those come on like on all levels if one car
yeah.
is in, or
yep.
do they come on as a car goes up or down, or?
As, you know, as it picks up the movement.
Okay. Okay.
So like, I mean, if you only drive up to floor two, three, and four, won't
be on, okay. All right.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay. Well, we have seen this project in design advice, and at least one, I forget
design
how many times.
Twice, and then one.
Yeah, one review with a staff report. We have a staff report that's approvable. I mean, I think to me, a lot of this, what I consider the smaller issues of easily editable issues, the walkway, the podium walkway, the landscape details, you know, questions about plant material running up the building and things like that are resolved. I think the big question in front of us, and, you know, if other commissioners feel like there's other ones here that really need vetting, or well, really it's questions of building design structure and the stick design are the two kind of maybe potential sticking points. So I wanted to hear my fellow commissioners had to say about that, post-tension versus steel, et cetera.
I mean, I think as far as the structural system mm-hmm. difference, I think it's a better building with the post-tension. I think it helps reduce the kind of clunkiness of the stick system, you know, itself, because you don't get the kind of square pattern of little blocks. You read more of a slab edge. But that said, I don't think I don't have a strong link to some guideline that I think that's not fulfilling. I think it's still a
coherent.
Yes,
and
it's still a coherent
right.
design, and it's, you know, going to be equally long-lasting, and so I just think it's a minor kind of aesthetic mm-hmm. issue that I'm sure these guys are wanting to do a PT slab too,
mm-hmm.
but I would hate to see this building not be achieved. I would be happy to achieve this building with the steel if that was
right.
the only way it could happen for
right.
this spot in the city. So
right.
I don't see that for myself as a...
Right. And realizing this isn't a guideline, but it's not the kind of thing that 20 years down the road you drive by it and go, ah, oh, should have been
really
a pizza slab building.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I agree.
You're there too. Okay. Mr. Kaiser, any?
Okay. Yeah, I agree, and I bet the development team wants it PT as well. So I think everybody does. It's just it'll come down to whether it's possible, as David says. So.
Yeah, I think the only thing I'd recommend is that right now there's this really interesting thing that happens with the slab edges when you go down the building, that the logic of the facade actually changes when you get to the bottom, because for the first four or five levels of the tower, that slab edge is actually completed as a piece of metal. Whereas up above, often the spandrel glass will come down over it. And I would just, if you do go to the 18-inch, and maybe from my opinion, I may think, if you did go to the 18-inch, I think considering making those in a similar vocabulary to the top of the tower, where those little blocks, wherever they can be, are glass instead of the spandrel glass instead of the metal, might be a way of keep. Because my concern is that that bottom part gets really solid and heavy if it all goes to metal. I don't know. Jeff, what do you think? I mean, about...
Well, right now, the strategy...
Are you concerned about that at all? Or
the strategy is that the lower four bands, or four floors, are all solid metal panel. The upper four are all solid spandrel. Mm-hmm. And then the middle 50% of the building, essentially, it corresponds to the panel above.
Right.
And that we're using that to essentially... you know, reinforce this idea of the gradient and the transition from solid to reflective. I agree that it's important that it is carefully fleshed out in the 18-story version. I can't say that we've tested it multiple ways in that. We've really just taken the same strategy in the 21-story and adapted it. It's possible that through further study, you might decide that there's a better way to do that and have the panels match what's above them consistently. But frankly, we haven't drawn it, so it's hard to say if that would be the right direction or not.
I think the concern is that you're going to get a kind of block of four stories at the base of this thing, and it's going to be more pronounced because the thickness of those things is going to make it feel more like a wall with punches in it. And then that'll stop, and then you'll get this tower starting.
I think the counter argument to that is that right now, you know, what's actually it's interesting is we have this the last flashing, like, because the system has flashing at the floor levels at where it transitions to the podium metal panel, we are able to essentially move that transition so it doesn't have to happen on the break from the soffit to the face, right? So that transition now happens varying heights up, and it happens on the face of the building versus down below. And I think that that was really successful in terms of drawing, giving us a clean place to stop the vertical sticks and transition to flat metal, but without it feeling like a really hard break. And I think that by having more metal panel at those lower levels, it helps reinforce that blend versus creating a hard break. So the further that glass comes down. And I'm not saying that it couldn't more. I'm just, you know,
there anything you can point to help me understand that a little more, Jeff? I'm sorry, I lost you a little bit.
So this.
And you guys don't have an 18-inch version, or I'm sorry, an 18-story.
We do. There's this drawing for the...
Yeah, it's right up. It's following. So we included both this drawing.
But this is the skinnier one, right?
Yeah,
right.
This is for 21.
So what?
The next page is the
18. So this is the change in system. So this is metal panel, and this is window wall.
Oh.
So what I was saying is that line happens
that
here, right? And so as you move around the building, there's an area like on the north where the Allen window wall connects down all the way down to the entrance canopy. And so in developing this switch, we found that that was a really clean place to make that transition. What I was saying was that having these solid metal bands through here, I think helps reinforce that and blend that transition, whereas if we had more glass coming down into here, I think it just arguably makes that transition a little more abrupt. And that's the balance. And just without drawing and testing it, it's hard to say. But I think conceptually, that's why these are solid bands.
Okay.
I can try to find the other drawing.
Oh, yeah, going on that one, I guess that's not. Oh, and so there it almost looks like it has been reduced down to already down to just the lower two.
Yes, correct. The same sort of strategy of proportions of the building applied. So generally the bottom 20-25%. But that's certainly, I mean, you could imagine maybe there's even, you know, a halfway step that helps blend it, you know, where it's not. Here they're all matching. Here they're all metal. Maybe there's a, you know, half matching, half metal transition that could happen to blend that out even more smoothly.
Okay.
Other questions or comments or any of this conversation? Any comments about how the
Well, I was trying to resolve in my head the transparency of the lower podium commercial and then the wood on the upper. Is there not a reason why you want it more transparent there versus the wood that's on the upper part of the podium that faces east? The commercial, you've wrapped wood on those, but which has much greater visibility to people going by. And then on the west side down below, you've got maximum transparency there. So there seems to be a disconnect between the two to me. And is the wood really necessary? You're really convinced that's the...
Maybe you could clarify exactly what wood you're talking about.
Are you speaking of the amenity level?
No, just the commercial levels that are at grade, at street level. On the east side, you clad those in wood, right?
No.
No?
Inside, right now.
At the exterior portal.
Oh, in the entryway.
Yeah.
Right. The depth of that, right. Where we have essentially the long linear canopy on the lower, on the Second Avenue side.
Right.
That soffit is wood. Mm-hmm. It's a one big move. On the east side, on Third Avenue, we've lined the recesses with it because we don't have the canopy feature to bring that material in. We have a canopy, but it's much smaller, and it felt more contrived, frankly, to kind of bring in a small patch of wood. It didn't seem to have the same outcome as kind of lining those entries. And
I'm just looking at it compared to the...
Yeah, 1 second.
Right.
A good detail is on C30 and C31 to see the tongue and groove on the retail entries, alcoves. Right.
There is one wall on the, if I find the plan, I can take you there.
Okay.
So there's a solid wall on the...
On the north side of those entrance, of those, on the Second Avenue side, yeah. The north wall of each alcove is solid because that's where we've placed the demising walls in the retail space. Mm-hmm. And so the glass corner does not wrap there. And so that wall, in addition, is being hauled out in the wood.
Then where your kind of loading dock commercial is, that there look to be solid walls
essentially
there. And what's the material in there? Is that wood also? Okay. Never mind.
Here.
Yeah. So there's wood above and below. Okay. Gotcha.
Any other thoughts that haven't been aired?
Huh?
Any other things that need to be discussed before we move to comment?
I think we discussed it. I'm trying to wrap my head around the champagne.
The champagne.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay.
I agree that it needs, you know, I support the idea that it needs something. I just, that little sample is not convincing, I guess, for me. I don't know if anyone else has a thought about that.
Thank you.
That can convince me that it's, you know, I agree 100% that the kind of,
you know,
contrast and the lightening of,
yeah,
in terms of lightness.
The rendering made me nervous because it looked more beige than champagne, I'd say.
Right.
I'm not as concerned of looking at the materials board. I mean, I think it's actually sort of a family almost. It's sort of like the warm tone to me of a sort of an anodized family. For the benefit of the audience, if anyone wants to testify for this project, we're likely to get to a vote today. So this is your moment. There are yellow forms in the back of the room. You would fill them out and give them to Paige, and then she'd give them to me. So. And once again, we're hampered by a lack of sunlight.
Those two samples are the same.
Yeah, it's the same. Here,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. We just wanted to locate them adjacent to this and stuff.
Right. So this one says secondary color, power metal.
Yeah, so that is recessed in those balconies. And then
right, exactly. Okay,
called
champagne. Gives you a headache. Yeah. Okay. Not hearing a strong, we're having problems with this case, or there's big issues with the building hashed out, or modifications,
no
or okay, anything that, yeah, that's kind of the way I'm feeling. So, I'd like to go around the room and get any final thoughts anyone has before we call a vote. Commissioner Kaiser, you want to start?
Sure.
I've started with you for a while, so.
To put some of your fears to rest about the champagne, we've put it up on a couple projects, and it's not. It's not Vegas.
It's not Vegas?
No, it's
cool.
Not. It's not South Palm Beach. It's pretty nice. It's a nice color. It's got a lot of nice nuances to it.
Yeah,
and it changes a lot in the light, but it's pretty quiet.
Yeah.
And so, I think the improvements have been good. The triangular planter at the entry, my vote is still, I don't think you need anything there. I think that space, this is totally up to you guys, of course, but I think that space, I think we're kind of afraid of open spaces in Portland. We try to fill them up a lot, and I think Portland needs more kind of just open spaces, and I think the density of that building could probably just use that as all open, but I'll certainly leave that up to you guys. I think the walkway improvements across the podium deck is a nice improvement. I think that does tie in better with the architecture, and I like what you've done from above, too. That'll be great. Trees, three was okay, but I think five is better. I think that looks good. And so I say good work, and I hope that the whole project does go PT as well. I think as you do too, and sounds like, and I think it's a better product for the tenants and for the developer in the long run. And I bet the cost will turn out to be about the same in the end. So that's probably the decision is up to you guys. So thank you.
Okay. Commissioner Keltner.
Continued great work. It's been a pleasure having you here. And just getting to see the work develop. And you've been very responsive in every one of the, you know, every time you've been here. And that's the biggest deal. And it hasn't been that you've done everything the commission has brought to the table, but you considered it all and you provided the documentation to kind of back it up. So it's just an incredibly exciting building. I really, really hope you guys can get the numbers to work, because this would be, it's just be a great thing for the city. So really, as far as the specific things that staff asked us to address, you know, I think what you showed of the mechanical units on top clearly demonstrates, or I don't think it's a big, any kind of an issue. So I'm fine with that. The podium wall system, I have to admit, I keep wanting the parquet to be really clear that it goes all the way up to the grass, but I also understand your point about the penthouse. So it's something I'm sort of mixed on. So I defer to you as the designer in that case. That's the east elevation, northeast corner. And then the champagne colors, I think, will be successful. Other than that, great. Nice work.
Commissioner Work?
Sure. Well, I recalling the first time you came in and some of the kind of ground floor elements that were where they were, and now they're elsewhere, as he's really, really improved the project from a pedestrian standpoint, all the way around the three sides that are, and even I think it gestures to the skateboard area in an interesting way also. I just think it's a very compelling first floor, lower to through the garden and up, and then where it's a more traffic-oriented spot. The whole three sides are just excellent in that way. I think you've added and seeded the parking with some very, mitigating measures that are going to make it more than just the sum of its individual parts, with the perforated panels and the lighting. It'll be interesting to see how the lighting works. I'll probably try to camp out there, you know, when there's some people coming through, just to see the light show, you know. But I think overall, just the massing, the podium, the active kind of interstitial layer at the podium top, and then the tower, are all just very, very thoughtful and creative. And we talk about gateway projects, and whether this is a gateway project or not, it does mark its place as a transition across the bridge and into the east side, and then also as you're heading west. So from that standpoint, it definitely is going to mark its place, and I think in a very, very creative way. It sets the bar, I hope, for the east side, or continues to set the bar at a high level for the east side. So all the feedback that the staff wanted, I'm in support of all those issues. So they're all resolved to me, and I trust you on the champagne mullions too. So hopefully it'll start moving forward very soon. So thank you.
Commissioner Savinar, you came late. Technically, I'm not sure.
I don't think it's appropriate. I mean,
I have to ask you to sit out.
But I think you have to sit through the discussion.
Yeah. Okay, just letting you know. So thanks, everyone, for your comments. I have a couple things to just go through. Overall, it's a fantastic project, and I'm excited to see it happen. I think there are a lot of things about this building that are pretty specific to the site that I think we would have a hard time getting through were it not situated in the place that it is. And I think that's what we're seeing is a really great responsiveness to a site. Coupled with a number of design moves that I think we wouldn't normally say okay to, but I think that because of the situation, the design moves were correct for where we're at. I mean, I'm thinking of the openness of the garage. You know, having these open places, the blank walls against the skate park, which of course we decided sounded like was, you know, the best solution all the way around. But normally we wouldn't approve of that in an urban environment. I made some comments about the treatment of the vaults and the right-of-way. I applaud the team in pushing to get their vaults into the right-of-way. I think that's where they belong.
some subsequent conversations with PBOT about that. I mean, I think the ideal situation is if they get a concrete cover. I think overall we're trying to get vaults to blend into the field that they're in. However, this site being where it is, you know, maybe you can work with PG to do something really interesting with your metal pattern and the vault. I don't know. You know, I mean, if we could do something neat with it, it would be great. And still do something that they feel like they can do. But I think the push is to really try to get the vaults to blend in. And that's going to be a longer conversation, an ongoing conversation. But I just wanted to put a plug in for that. The whole question of the parking to me, I mean, open or not and the light shining through or not, I mean, I think it's going to be a project to be studied to see how it works. There's this tension between having this above-grade parking, you know, whether you try to hide it and pretend like it's not there or acknowledge it and come up with a way to integrate it in the design. And it's a conversation that we've had a couple of times over other projects that have tried to sort of celebrate the headlights and things like that. And I'd argue, I'd submit that there are some projects that have been built in Portland where the parking garage is above ground and it is completely hidden and it makes a very kind of thick building on those upper floors, and it's not you know, you're also mechanically clearing the air in this garage, which is not efficient, and it's, you know, I don't know that that's a great solution either. So it's a tension that we're going to keep having to play with, and I for precedent purposes want to state that I think it's still something that we're going to be struggling with, and it's not going to be great for every project, but I think for this one it works. So in any case, I also would prefer to see the post-tension building, but I don't think that it's a bad project without it. So I think we're all okay here. I need someone to make a motion.
Do I need to read out the modification request as part of that?
I think all you have to do is say you accept the staff report as written and that we would accept the modifications as proposed, right?
Yeah, okay. I'd like to make a motion that we accept the staff report as written with the modifications that have been proposed.
I'll second that.
Okay, great. Paige, can you call roll?
Dave Kilmer.
Aye.
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 Aye. Great, the motion carries unanimously. Congratulations and good luck with your project.
Good luck, yeah.